Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you prefer. I'm Pat Shea, and I'll be your host of today's Contact program. Before we begin, I want to take a minute to mention my condolences for the passing of former Vice President Dick Cheney. He served with distinction for two terms as Vice President of the United States, and his funeral is upcoming, and that's why our flags are at half-mast. Well, today on the show, we have council members-elect that will take office in January, Richard Whitaker and Mike Picciarillo. Let me review the seven winners of the new city council election. We had Shirley DeRouge, Sam Mollica, Mark Sullivan, Barry Abbott, Bill Beers. They will have four-year terms, and then Richard Whitaker and Mike Picciarillo will serve two-year terms. Dick Whitaker and Mike Picciarillo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And thank you. I am also glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you both as well. We're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll come back with questions for our guests.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Today I have Richard Whitaker and Mike Picciarillo. They've been elected to the new Dubois City Council, and they will take office in January. I've been interviewing all the winners to talk about their concerns and issues for the upcoming new council. Guys, the first question I have is, last I heard, the expected budget deficit was whittled down to about $200,000. From a high of about 900,000. Do you guys have any thoughts on how to erase that deficit?
I looked at the budget that I believe is going to be published. The numbers there are even. There is no deficit nor surplus shown in the budget that I received and had the opportunity to look at yesterday. I had the opportunity also to, not in detail, I could only scan it, and I will have a lot of questions. I'll have the privilege of talking with Lisa in a few days, answer my questions on the budget. But at this moment, I didn't see no, I saw no deficit.
Yeah, there is no deficit in the budget right now. I will say this, they did say last night they were gonna have to tweak it a little bit. So. We don't know what that means. Lisa and Ben both said they'll be going over the numbers and all that. So, but I'm like you, it looked like it was pretty much a balanced budget.
Exactly.
They've done a great job. Don't necessarily like where we're going with taxes, but you know, I tell people when they get upset that taxes are going up 5 mils to 3 mils, depending on if you're in the city or Sandy. That's a result of not raising taxes since forever, you know? So we've got a tough task in front of us.
Well, I guess that makes me think of a follow-up question with that. So if the budget is balanced, why do they want to raise the taxes?
This includes the raise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
The budget is based with that proposed millage increase, yes.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense, I guess. They'll be looking to break even and not.
Yeah, both Sandy Township and Dubois will be paying the same millage going forward.
Gotcha. And then I guess in the future, you guys will be looking at ways to at least keep the taxes down based on the current expenditures in the future.
I'll comment that whether it happens or not, the new city, there is the opportunity for that council to reopen its budget. And I'm not going to say that can happen. There are five people coming into council who are already the supervisors. So they're participating in that budget, and I think they'd have a hard time saying we want to reopen it. But that will be up to a majority, I'm sure.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and I think it'll depend on if we can find some savings.
Right, I hope we can. I do think there's some questions that...
And it's been said before that the savings may not really be known until after the new government is in office, and they've got to have a year behind them to see what money was actually needed. There might be some additional savings that aren't expected because of the merger.
Yeah, I find that had to be a difficult budget to prepare. My understanding is that the city has not yet closed or had their audit for 2024, and we're 11 months into 2025 and making decisions for 2026. To me, that's a very difficult procedure, not having the historical numbers.
Yes, and with the way expenses have been increasing the last few years, it's even more difficult to forecast what things are going to cost in a year and beyond. So I don't envy you guys with your budget tasks, but I'm glad that you're tackling it.
Well, I think most of the people that are on that board, speak for myself, I think Mike also is a physical conservative. And we know that we don't live in a high-income area. Most people are struggling from paycheck to paycheck, and we're going to do our darndest to kind of get things under control. Sandy Township ended up like $600,000 to the good. Du Bois has always ended up in the red. We got to figure out why that is and try to make some revisions.
And that will be ongoing, absolutely.
Yes. And I'm glad, for one, that we have an experienced CPA in Mr. Picciarillo to tackle that and offer his guidance to the others. So thank you for being willing to serve as a councilman, Mr. Picciarillo.
I hope I can do what is expected of that.
I'm sure you'll do fine.
I've had some personal experience with Mike when I was pastor of the church, and he is an outstanding accountant. You won't find errors in his work. So I'm glad he got elected because we need that kind of expertise. Because I am in no way a financial expert.
Thank you very much, Dick.
Yes, that is great. And this is kind of a financial question. At the meeting that I went to recently, there was talk about timber sales at a recent consolidation city and township meeting. And at that particular time, they were voting about taking the money from an upcoming timber sale and devoting it to those that have city water as a means to keep the cost of the city water expenses down. A gentleman there spoke about how unfair he thought it was and said that the new council really ought to be using that for the entire city and not just those that are customers of the city water. And I understand they made a compromise where part of those funds are going to subsidize the city water expenses, but the other half is going to be spent for the new city budget as a whole. Do you have any concerns about using timber money to subsidize the city water customers when there are other entities providing water to the other parts of the city?
Okay. I think the numbers, I quickly looked at that, are like $2,500,000 the water is sold to residential properties. About $1,700,000 is to commercial. Now, not all the water consumed comes out of the home spigot. Look at those numbers. And those numbers include public buildings, you've got hospitals, schools, so everyone does benefit from the commercial revenues. The public buildings, whatever it may be. Also, I don't know what the past has been. do not recall from the time that we were involved with city work what has happened in the past when there have been timber sales. I do want to look at that. And to come up to me arbitrarily and say we'll go 50-50 makes no sense unless you have some logic as to why the water would retain whether it's 10% or 80%. I would like to know how that number came and where is the fair allocation of that timber. I did look at any expenses associated with that watershed. They are minimal. So there's probably no argument that the water should receive more than the city because they spent it. I did not see that. I will not comment on whether it should be 50-50 or 100% to one or 100 to the other until I do know more about it historically and the numbers that we can make a decision with.
Yeah, I'll be glad to speak to that, and I'll tell you why, because I'm one of the ones that voted for the 50%, and that was a mistake, okay? Let me explain that the city has basically three big accounts. You got your general fund, you got water, you got sewer. That's where they get their incomes for the most part. And I personally, now thinking about it, this was kind of sprung on us. We were, you know, just kind of caught off guard as to what they were planning on doing. But in the past, it is my understanding that the city used to take $1 million up until this year out of the water and the sewer. I think $500,000 out of each one. And then timber sales of somewhere around $400,000 to balance their budget. And put it into the general fund. Ben and Lisa have decided that they're not gonna do that anymore, that they didn't think that was fair because there are so many people that aren't on city water, that the water and sewage ought to pay for themselves through usage. And I agree with that. The timber sales, always in the past, went into the general fund, but they tried to go ahead and say, well, half of them is going to go back into the water and sewer for future buildings. I don't think that they should. I think that going forward, I'd like to go back and change my vote that none of the timber sales went into the water and sewer, that it all went into the general fund to help balance the budget and hold down cost. So I don't think there was a lot of logic in that, but it was kind of a, hey, we got to vote on this. And they started out, they wanted all of it to go into that, and many of us wouldn't agree.
Well, maybe that's okay. Something you guys can look at after
I'm
the meeting.
I'm sure it will be discussed, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I see that the city is currently advertising for a new fiscal person. Do you have any concerns about finding a qualified person when we could not even get a candidate to run for city treasurer?
The answer to that question is be prepared to pay for one. When you hire one, remember they're going into an unsupervised position. That person will not have be the assistant to someone. It has to come in with the knowledge, the experience, obviously, of being involved in governmental accounting requirements and knowing of budget use, knowing where the money as spent should be categorized, should be able to discuss the budget with the elected people, timely too, not immediate, immediately, not eventually. I believe that's where some of the problems have been. It has not been current in looking at the budget and the variances and addressing them. I believe you cannot escape hiring a very qualified, be prepared to pay that person. If you want to get someone to keep the books, absolutely you have to have them. And they've been doing a decent job what they're doing. They do need oversight. And I do not know whether there's been any discussion in the budget of where there will be the dollars to pay that person. Do you know that, Dick?
No, I don't know where the dollars are going to come from, but I agree with your opening statement that that's not an area you want to cut cost in. You want to make sure you pay whoever comes in there. You get what you pay for. And sometimes we go with the cheapest option rather than the best option. So I want somebody that's in there that's on top of it and can take care of themselves, manage themselves, and like you said, get us the information we need. It is really hard to make decisions when you have a year and a half, 2 years.
Of, absolutely. It's hard to tell where to go if you don't know where you've been.
That's right.
So. Well, and I agree with you guys. That's an area that needs some strong attention, especially in the current environment, especially with literally a new government that didn't exist or doesn't exist even until January. So I think you guys are on target with that. Next question is, do you have any thoughts on how to maintain the level of service that we have enjoyed with the city police department and fire departments and the township fire departments? I guess it's good to say that the fire department has taken it upon themselves and have taken the lead with consolidating the departments as they felt was best. But a lot of people are concerned about our fire protection especially, but do you guys have any thoughts on how to keep a high level of quality service with the police and fire departments?
I don't think there's going to be any fall off in those two areas. We're planning on, we've got some grants to build a couple new fire houses. And the firemen are going to do what they need to do to protect our city. Our big concern, my big concern with them is finding more volunteers to be firemen. Because they're not getting very many young volunteers. As far as the police, they're getting 42% of the budget. We saw last night. We better get pretty good protection. I love the police. I think they do a great job, and we're trying to take good care of them.
And my answer to that is, there's always been a great relationship between the fire department and city. And I'm sure that's been the same thing in the township. We have the firemen, you have them on your supervisor board. In the past couple years, that has not been as strong and as friendly as it always was. It's getting there now. I mean, when a chief states he was talked down to in the city hall, that is not right. I've been very pleased with the cooperation between the township and the city department, where we've come with it now, and both the Firemen's Relief Association and the departments. I believe that's going to stay. Chief's election the other night proved it. We have a mixture of chiefs, three with from the city department, two from the township, and they very well work together. The police, I can't speak too much. I totally agree. When almost half of your budget is going to the police department, I believe there has to be a study of how to contain some of the costs, because it's getting close to half a budget. And I'm not being critical of the police department, saying they're wasting money, but you have to focus on your bigger dollars.
Absolutely, that makes perfect sense. And speaking of dollars, at that meeting that I was at, there was a talk about millage, and the temporary city manager mentioned Grampian, Mahaffey, and Chester Hill boroughs all had a millage rate that was similar to what the new city will have. And I kind of scratched my head, because I'm familiar with Grampian, a little bit with Mahaffey, and I've been to Chester Hill borough, and they have a lot of very much older homes, typically a lot more of a value, cheaper than the homes that we have in Dubois and Sandy Township. And I was just wondering if the two of you felt that was a fair comparison, because certainly if it's 12.5 mils on a $50,000 house in Grampian, they're going to pay a lot less than a $250,000 house that has the same millage.
Yeah, I don't think it was a great comparison, but it was a comparison. But you know, we have to do what we have to do here to fund the budget, balance the budget, which is something they've always went out and took money out of the sewer and water and cut trees and did whatever they could to balance the budget. We've got to do it a better way, and that's why we ended up, when we built a sewer plant, owing so much money, because we hadn't in the past prepared for that. And so we're committed to getting things, at least I am, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the board is too, to getting things under control. And like Mike said, looking at everything to make sure the money's being spent wisely.
Yeah, I believe we have a unique situation here. We have a combining of a township and a city to become one city. We are still in a consolidation process. I do not have any idea how long the expenses associated with that consolidation will continue. They're not going to stop on December 31st. So we can't compare ourselves to any other municipality right now with our millage. If we did, we don't want to look at State College. They're looking at 8 mil. Clearfield's looking for $250,000 to fund the balance of their regional police force. So we have to just look here. What millage do we need? What service do the people expect of their local government? That's what we have to fund. I absolutely pay no attention to what they have in Chester Hill, Brockway, or anywhere, any township nearby. It's what we need to fund what the people expect.
And that makes great sense. I'm going to move on to our last item that I had mentioned to you gentlemen. I'm going to skip my optional question that I had because we have about 2 minutes. I'd like to give you, we'll start with you, Mike. You've got a minute to talk about whatever you'd like to raise about your thoughts or concerns or wishes for the new city.
I believe everyone looks at the city, what's it going to cost to live in this new city? They're already being disappointed what it's going to cost. I've heard many people say that they were lied to because the taxes are increasing when they believed there would be a decrease. It was going to be cheaper to do things. And I can't see how it can be cheaper to do it. We have the same area to protect that we used to have. We have the same miles of roads. Everything has to be done as if there was no consolidation because those services extend as they did before.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. You did a good job. Dick, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say this. There will be some savings, but it'll be in equipment that we have to buy, not having two managers in each department because we're now consolidated. But that is going to take a while to flush itself out. And the savings, we got a lot of other issues that we were laid on our plate that we have to deal with. And I'd rather take the heat, do what needs to be done, and then move forward. And I'm 100% with Mike. He's a Democrat, I'm a Republican, but I think we're in agreement that we have a great opportunity here to make a difference and to change the future of Dubois.
Great. Well, guys, I very much appreciate our discussion today. I think it's been informative and helpful. And of course, time is always an issue, but we handled it very well this time. And I thank you both for coming. And I'm very much looking forward to the new city, and I'm going to pay attention to the challenges that you guys are going to face. And if there's anything we can do to support you, let us know. We'd be glad to help you. So thanks, folks. You've been listening to the Contact Program on Connect FM 96.7.